Here in New Orleans and really throughout Louisiana, it's just disgusting how people just, you know, throw stuff out of the car window or leave it in the parking lot of a store. I mean, it's disgusting, but it's an instinct that we should change. And this is just a reminder that not everything we do in New Orleans is right just because it's what we've done in New Orleans. I mean, this is something that really should change. So on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page and also on our website, WWL.com, there's a blog that I wrote yesterday. It's a brief blog. It's an introduction into a conversation that I had yesterday on the show with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser and Councilmember Freddie King, who is in charge of the French Quarter, and it's about IV waste. Let me share a couple of comments from the SOTA Facebook page. Connie says, Kenner had IV waste, and they did a fantastic job. Their employees were friendly, considerate, and would pick up garbage even if it would fly in the street from the wind. They would even pick up and sweep if the garbage missed the truck. Since Kenner politicians got kickbacks from a different company, they now no longer have IV waste and now have a horrible company that does not even come close to IV waste. Now, I don't know about the kickbacks, Connie, but I know that this often happens. Sometimes, in fact, quite often in Louisiana, the best person doesn't get the contract because kickbacks are given, and there are creative ways to give kickbacks to politicians. Some of it might almost be borderline legal, but the best person doesn't get the job. And it's just really, it's sickening. It's sickening how so many politicians do their job. Jerry says they should keep the person they have. Al says Oliver Thomas, the next mayor, is working, well, it's speculation, is working behind the scenes to get IV out so he can get his buddy from North Louisiana who subbed it out to Richard's disposal, who turned around and subbed it out again. Billy Nungesser knows what's happening. That's why he wrote the letter. Freddie King needs to be asked about all the homeless that Fox News featured in the newscast, Fox 8 News locally, featured in the newscast about being belligerent and using the bathroom in front of businesses, leaving needles everywhere. So, yeah, there's still a lot of work to be done in the French Quarter. But again, you know what's sad is that this city did such a great job for all the people who came here for the Super Bowl and for Mardi Gras. And now that the Super Bowl's over, now that Mardi Gras's over, a lot of things are reverting back to the way they used to be. So it goes to show you, this is proof that the politicians don't care about us. They care more about visitors than they care about us. You and I have power. We have the vote. And we need to prove that we're not going to vote for the same people. We're not going to vote for the same people with the same connections. This is why I wanted to run for mayor. I wanted to run against LaToya Cantrell when she ran for re-election, and I was serious about it. I decided in the end, after serious consideration and consulting with my son and everything, I decided not to. I wanted to keep doing what I was doing in radio, but, you know, I wanted to be that person that would change things. And my campaign and my time as mayor would be based on one idea. I'm going to do what needs to be done, and if you don't like me, then vote me out. But I'm going to do what needs to be done. Politicians don't do that. Politicians do everything they can just to get reelected and, of course, make money. They do what they can to make money and get reelected, and they don't care about the citizens. The only time they act like they care about the citizens if they think it's going to get them votes. And so this is the pathetic nature of politics. And anybody who's running for mayor of New Orleans in this upcoming election, the election is October the 11th. Anybody running for mayor better try to demonstrate that they're going to be different. And all of these people in the city council and anybody who runs for mayor that has all these connections, you need to be suspicious of them. And all of these candidates need to address this. And what I want to do with our show here is I want to focus on how much power we have. We are the voters. And if see, what they depend on is that we're going to just follow the same pattern. But if we start to give them indications we're not going to follow the same pattern, we're not going to do that anymore, they will change. And if we vote for somebody who is different, That's going to send one hell of a message to anybody who wants to be mayor of our city. We deserve what we get. And we don't take our vote seriously enough. And we vote for the same types of people. And there was nothing about Mayor Cantrell that indicated that she was going to be different. And we got what we deserved. And we've got to stop that. And so over the next few months, as we start to hear more about the mayor's race, I'm going to constantly remind you that you have the power to vote for somebody different or somebody who convinces us that they're not going to follow the same patterns. We have that power. And if we don't use it, shame on us. And we really can't complain about it if we don't use that power. And I will tell you this, I don't care what color you are. Just because a candidate is the same color as you doesn't mean that candidate is going to care about you. It doesn't mean a candidate of the same skin color, white or black, Hispanic, whatever. Just because a candidate looks like you does not mean that candidate cares about you. And it doesn't mean that candidate is going to really represent you. And I'm going to constantly remind you about this, that you've got to vote for the best candidate if you want this city to be better. And if you don't want the city to be better, then just admit it, and more people are going to move. More and more people are going to move out if we continue to follow the same pattern. And you're chasing them out if you don't do a better job with your vote.